The Public News Service Daily Newscast for August 27, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Speaking to the American people in the wake of a devastating terror attack at the Kabul airport that left scores dead Thursday, including numerous U.S. troops, Yahoo News reports that President Biden promised the U.S. would strike back against those responsible. Quoting Biden, to those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will hunt you down and make you pay. Yahoo News reports that Biden emphasized that while the U.S. is assessing how and when to respond, the ongoing evacuation mission in Kabul would continue, and that remaining American citizens would be removed. Meantime, a third of New Mexico's land and waters are set to be protected by 2030 as Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has signed an executive order to adopt what's known as the 30 by 30 plan.
The order would expand outdoor access, preserve natural resources, and address climate stabilization. It dovetails with President Joe Biden's America is Beautiful initiative. Adrian Angulo with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation says the order has broad support because it addresses environmental needs and outdoor recreation.
We see this as an opportunity to continue to amplify the voices of hunters and anglers, making sure that public lands are safeguarded not just for ecological beauty, but also for hunting and fishing heritage.
The governor has directed several state agencies to identify areas for protection. I'm Ross Brown reporting.
By the way, New Mexico follows California and Nevada in formulating the 30 by 30 conservation goal. Pennsylvanians are growing more concerned about the affordability of their health care. That's according to a new poll.
More than 600 registered voters were polled last month in the state, and 75% said the amount they pay for health care seems to increase each year. And about a year and a half into the pandemic, 65% said they're worried that people who are diagnosed with COVID may have to pay higher amounts for their health care. Pollster Fred Yang of Heart Research says residents want the healthcare system to work better for them, especially in the context of COVID-19.
I think there's recognition that, you know, we're going to have to deal with a lot of after effects of the pandemic, including people's health, but also a recognition that the people who contracted COVID-19 are recovering, they'll also have a further hit on their wallets.
About 58% of the Pennsylvanians polled said they've struggled to pay a medical bill, even if they had health insurance. The polling was done by Heart Research and ALG Research on behalf of Consumers for Quality Care. I'm Emily Scott.
This is PNS. Accurate information about the COVID-19 vaccine can be, in a word, elusive. Our Eric Tadoff reports that's why the Washington State Labor Council says it set up a website to answer people's questions.
According to David Groves with the council, there has been some hesitancy among union members, though not of the conspiracy theory variety found on some corners of the internet. He says one of the main concerns was how quickly the vaccine was approved.
We wanted to do some education about what the shots are, how they work, why they've been declared safe for emergency use. And since then, we've just been building it out with more and more information as different issues come up.
Groves also notes there's been hesitancy in Black, Indigenous, and other communities of color, mainly because of the unequal health outcomes for people in these groups.
This month, Governor Inslee announced a vaccine mandate affecting about 60,000 state employees, 400,000 health care providers, and most education and child care workers, many of whom are union members. And despite the raging pandemic, college students are flooding Florida classrooms and campuses this week as the fall semester begins.
During a Thursday virtual news conference by the labor union United Faculty of Florida, Democratic U.S. Representative Darren Soto of Kissimmee said the change would make drastic improvements in students' lives, who are often saddled with debt.
2 years of free community college would be a life changer, a game changer for so many. Additional investments in education in the American Families Plan would reduce student debt for future teachers as well, which we know is critical for so many.
A divided U.S. House on Tuesday passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution with the free college proposal. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, Mike Bowen tells us do-it-yourself projects usually are associated with home improvements, but as redistricting unfolds in North Dakota, voter advocacy groups say it can also apply to redrawing political maps as a form of public input.
Redistricting, required each decade after a census count, might sound like a wonky task for political insiders. But in the digital age, folks can use free software to draw suggested boundaries as they prepare their testimony. Katie Fahey of the anti-gerrymandering group The People says whether someone draws a map to share or simply speaks up at a hearing, they're joining a national movement of increased participation.
They can say how they would like a representation to look. They can highlight the issues that have been ignored for the last 10 years.
Other states and their redistricting committees have created public websites that offer interactive tools.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener-supported, heard on great radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.